Thomas has a question for John McAllister. Thomas, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Basil, John.
Morning, Thomas.
I would like to ask Basil and John where the new party would stand, for example, on same-sex marriage, something that's been a big issue, a topical issue. Basil previously has spoken out for it, and John, as far as I'm aware, seems to be against it. So where would the party stand on an issue like that, for example?
Like all, or most mainstream parties, those would be issues of conscience. And that's just very simple on issues like same-sex marriage, abortion, right throughout that.
What would your new party's position be on same-sex marriage?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's an issue of conscience. So it would be.
So your party wouldn't have a position?
No, it wouldn't have a position because there are issues of conscience. And that's.
So here's a huge issue in Northern Ireland, and your party stands for nothing on that issue.
Neither. We stand exactly the same as the majority of political parties across the UK.
No, the DUP is against same-sex marriage.
And every other party in the Assembly, virtually.
Sinn Féin is for same-sex marriage. You lot stand for nothing. First test from a caller and you stand for nothing.
It's all issues of conscience. And that's the way I would keep it. And I would want...
You're the leader, Basil. Would you be overruling Mr. McAllister already?
I actually think it's healthy to have parties that you have conscience issues that you don't... That people are allowed the right on a conscious issue, right throughout that can be abortion, gay marriage. It can also
can't wait to read the manifesto from this new political party. We don't have a view on one of the biggest topical issues moment.
In fairness, on that, Stephen, what we're doing at this time is just announcing our intention to go forward. We will have a proper launch whenever we have resolved the issues with the Electoral Commission.
But the question didn't come from me, it came from a member of this community.
And as we have said quite clearly, we are more than happy to engage in a debate. There are certain things where people, as John has said, have got matters of conscience. That's the way that things go on. But the important thing is not to duck issues, and we won't do that. But, you know,
having a party position
ducking the issue. No, I won't accept that. At this stage, and you understand the issue that we brought on, is to say, look, we have to say to people, we are not going to the Conservatives, we're not going to the Alliance, we're not going to do this. But we will come forward, we will take on issues that we think need to be debated, and we will do those. So we will not duck any issues.
So do you think it would be important... While you're telling me you're undecided at the moment, do you think it would be important for your new political party to have a position, for example, on gay marriage in Northern Ireland?
What I think is important is that we will have an open debate about the matter. You know, the problem that we have in all of these things
primary school children can have an open debate. And is it important for your party to have a position?
You're absolutely right. That's what's wrong with politics in Northern Ireland, is that we do not have the debates on these issues.
But would it be important? I'm not going to ask you to declare your position now, because clearly you two are in disagreement.
That's a throwaway statement of that. John only made the point of view that it was a matter of conscience. There are issues, and you know this. You know this, where this is not in any way a difference. This is just saying, look at it from different perspective. Look at different issues.
Fair enough, but would it be important for your party to have a position at some stage in the future on a subject like that?
It is that we will have to be able to respond to any questions that are brought up, like put forward on your show here, or when we face in the door, we will have to be able to say this is what we believe on a whole range of very serious issues.
Thomas, what do you think of the response? Yeah. Because it's a real life issue. That's why I like your question. It's not talking about... it's talking about something which is happening in Northern Ireland where there is genuine disagreement. What do you think of the response?
I don't think an awful lot of it, unfortunately. I think it was a clear issue where they could set a tone for the party. Are they a Liberal Party or the Conservative Party? Where does it stand before the people of Northern Ireland? And they haven't been able to answer it, unfortunately.
I think Thomas is perfectly reasonable for political parties to have conscience votes. Virtually every political party has issues of conscience that they leave it up to them. And I can give you a list of some of the issues that would come under, from same-sex marriage, abortion, euthanasia, issues around legal human fertilisation, embryology bill was going through the Commons. All of those types of issues are issues of conscience, and I actually think it's healthy. That is, I quite happily, if I'm asked that on the doorstep, I will give what my view is, but that's an issue of conscience, and I think it's good for our democracy that we keep it that way. If you look at the same-sex marriage debate in the Commons, there was MPs from all parties voted in all different directions.
Charles next. Morning, Charles.
Hiya.
Would you like to speak to Basil and John?
Hiya. You know, I was just, you were saying about shared future. Shared future means accepting and trusting each and every culture. And as a unionist, I'm actually proud to embrace and celebrate my culture, but I also partake in many cross-community activities. I want the shared society, but I don't feel that compressing and feeling that unionists should be ashamed to express their identity is the way forward. Personally, I think education, an integrated education system, where Protestants and Catholics can work together and embrace each other's cultures from a young age and being socialised together is the answer, not creating a new unionist party, or a new party, as I say. The unionist family is internally divided. Nationalist opposition has actually never been so strong and well organised. What's the answer?
Well, the answer is that if you divide yourself into unionist and nationalist and say it's us and them or whatever, then you are denying the shared future that you want. You have to realise, I think, that there are people from different backgrounds, whether they be religious or cultural, with whom you will agree with on many issues. And in fact, you want your children to go along and talk to them. What we're saying is, if you do not have a political party that represents what you want, which is a pro-union stance that argues for that culture, then people will be disenfranchised. But you also have to understand that there will be people that might have a different opinion. And what I think that you can be assured of is that when Northern Ireland stands together, when we actually celebrate the diversity, when we have mutual respect for everybody's culture, that actually you can build a better place, and you will actually push those people that try to divide us to the extremes.
But do you not think that, labelling it that is more, going to cause more harm than, organising a new political party? Would it not be better to focus on education at the start? And whenever children are born, and they can be socialised in a different way, whenever people grow up, they're going to think differently. You're trying to work with a society that has been through the troubles and that has grew up with this ideology of conflict. Creating a new political party isn't going to do anything. Yes, it'll give maybe people another voice, but then it's fractioning the whole community yet again.
But people do disagree. People have a different view on education, whether it should be integrated education or same-sex education or, all sorts of things. And the point of view about a democracy is that you want to get as many people engaged as possible. And one of the real challenges, I have to say, the two big challenges to what you're putting out, first of all, that the participation rate, the number of people that are actually voting, is falling like a stone. When I first came into politics, it was 63% of my constituency, I think it's now 52%.
Do you know what I don't understand about that? And I'm not looking any, I'm genuinely not looking any plaudits for me or the programme I do, but I'm just stating this factually. On the Nolan Live television audience, if you look at the composition of that audience over recent weeks, there are so many young, fresh faces in that audience, okay? As well as older people, but there are many, many young people. And when I ask them, as I've been doing over recent weeks, why are you coming down here at 10:30 at night? They are not saying, Stephen, we're coming to see you. Do you know what they're saying? Politics. They're saying politics. We're really interested in politics.
And I really agree with that.
Young people are interested in politics.
Absolutely. But they are not able to find an expression for their interest. That's the key point, that they look at, frankly, what seems to be the same old from political parties that seem stuck in the past.
Well, and to be fair, they're coming down to engage with those political parties. They're coming down to engage with the DUP and Sinn Féin, that audience.
But they're usually critical. They're usually saying you're not moving fast enough, or you don't agree with our views, or you don't do this, that and the other. And part of the problem is that they do not have anybody that they wish to vote for. Now, I do believe in the youth of our country. I do believe that they have a different attitude, perhaps, to people in years gone by. They want to see a Northern Ireland that pulls together, that works together, that lives together. They do want to make sure that their culture or their background, whatever it is, respected, but they are actually more interested in building a new culture, a new Northern Irish identity, making Northern Ireland a better place for us all to live, and we intend to offer that alternative.
We'll take more calls in a second or two. 08459 555 678.
I'm just going to make the point, Stephen, to that. One of the last times I was in the studio with you was last year during you interviewed me during the UUP leadership election, and I was talking about the opposition argument then, and I also brought out to you that actually you've provided more opposition to the Northern Ireland Executive than the Northern Ireland Assembly. So that doesn't surprise me that you're getting a lot of young people that actually want are interested and engaged in politics, but do not find that that Stormont is particularly answering their needs, that actually it's that oppositional role is coming out in your show and the media, across media outlets, and that's what I think we would like to see change. Actually having an effective opposition at Stormont, that does mean a game changer in the Northern Ireland Assembly.
You considered other political parties and you spoke to other political parties, didn't you?
Well, certainly people came to talk to us.
Well, did you approach any other political parties?
No, but that's, you know, let's not duck the issue. Other people did come and talk to us and said, look, we think you're broadly on the same page as us.
Did the Alliance Party make an approach to you?
We're not. It wouldn't be right to talk about any individual party because we...
Pretty bizarre if you're saying other political parties approached you if it wasn't the Alliance Party.
No, I think you can talk in the generalities to sit and say, you know, where are there discussions that were held with other people? Yes, but you will also understand that sometimes we have conversations that are, you know...
Why did you decide not to join the Alliance Party?
The single most important issue, and John has been a champion of this for quite some time now, is that we do not think that everybody being in the executive is a good idea. We strongly believe that we need an alternative and you cannot do it from the executive.
And we've been over that territory. Are there certain politicians in Northern Ireland who you would like to headhunt for your party?
No, that's not the case. We do think that we...
So you don't rate other people?
Well, we wonder about where people are actually in agreement. You know, I mean, I can tell you the thing about John and I is that although we have perhaps a different style of talking, and even as we've discovered sometimes a different style of writing, the message is the same. We are coherent. We actually agree instinctively on the same thing. We agree passionately about a future for Northern Ireland and for all of the people of Northern Ireland. You know, we are just together. This is just what we agree in. So the key bit, whenever we come out with that message, is we would be interested to hear from anybody and everybody that agrees with us.
So there are no politicians in Northern Ireland who you rate so much that you would like them to be an asset for your party?
It's not a question of rating. It's a question of, do we instinctively agree with one another? Is there internal cohesion?
And there are because, no other politicians in Northern Ireland who you think share your values?
No, you asked me the question about where we're going to go and headhunt people.
Yes.
There are people that we know in all parties that we agree with on many, many issues. The key question is this. Every electoral party in Northern Ireland tries to be such a broad church that it agrees with everything and everybody on everything, and then they turn around and say, this is what leads to the disillusionment of politics, because some people say, well, I thought you said this, that and the other. We will be quite clear about what we stand on. We will represent a very particular way forward.
You're crystal clear in gay marriage, aren't you?
We're crystal clear on, there are different issues come back. You know, you'll bring that back up. I do think, Stephen, it is fair to say that there will be issues where people need to have a debate and a discussion, and not everybody will agree with every single issue.
Fair enough. Now, why is David McLaren not a member of your party, this new party?
Very simply, David gave a commitment at the last Assembly election that he would stand... he stood and got elected as an independent. He's honouring that commitment. And I do actually hold David in huge respect for doing that, because I was one evening as
would you like UUP, him to be a member of your party?
Well, as UUP chief whip, I was putting him under a lot of pressure at one stage to take him back in when it was meaning other numbers of ministers. Well, no, David's going to cooperate and help in the Assembly group with us. He's not going to join the party because he's respecting his commitment he gave to constituents, and hands up to David for doing that.
It's going to be a pretty small party, this, if it's just you two.
Well, there's only one of you as well, of course, and you might turn around and say, what impact do you have? I mean, this is the big thing, isn't it, Stephen? That if you want to get
changed... Are you seriously suggesting that you'd be happy with your party, just you two, and that's it?
No, to be quite clear, we start off by saying, first of all, this is what we stand for. Secondly, we want to come along and say there is an alternative way, a better way. And thirdly, we will look to win more seats and more votes. We are not intending to be some modest party. We want to get the situation where we can genuinely influence Northern Ireland, but we do have to start somewhere, and this is where we're starting.
Where does it talk about an opposition in the Good Friday Agreement?
It is probably one of the most salient missing parts of the Good Friday Agreement.
So you two want to rewrite the Good Friday Agreement. You don't support the Good Friday Agreement.
No, we absolutely support the values and principles that were put out in the Good Friday Agreement.
You want to pick and choose.
Well, yes, but it was always said, even in the agreement, it says that this is an interim step that we will have to move forward. At the time, it was the best deal that could be negotiated. 15 years further on, you look at it and you go, could you make things better? The answer is yes. Every single democracy needs an alternative, because the only sanction that the people have really in government is that every 4 or 5 years they can vote one lot out and another lot in if that's what they choose. We can't do that in Northern Ireland. It is a weakness in our democratic structures. It's why people are disengaged, because they say, what does it matter who I vote for? The same thing or the same people get in. We are saying quite clearly, no, that is not the right way forward. We will stand to say we are different from other parties. If you vote for us, you know what you will get from us. We will be quite clear on those issues. And we think that Northern Ireland needs to move on. It has certainly matured. The young people that you're talking about, the people that come to your audience, are saying, we like the Northern Ireland ethos. We like the way to go forward. But our politics is not giving us a chance to express that.
Malachy's in Belfast. Morning, Malachy.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead.
I think it's very interesting what the lads are suggesting from, you know, being in a unionist background. I mean, I personally know, I wouldn't be able to, you know, to vote for them, because I would class myself as a nationalist, but I'm certainly not a Republican. But certainly in areas where I live and Catholic friends that I would have would be, you know, very interested in what they have to say regarding. At the end of the day, there's a lot of Catholic voters in this country, and I think this is what the two boys are targeting, that are disenfranchised, living in a loyalist Ulster, where you've got flags constantly beating your face. They're quite happy enough to live under the emphasis of a United Kingdom because of the jobs and the way the country's run. But they're certainly not happy living with loyalists running the country and slamming them into the ground.
Malachy.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Certainly, we've had a lot of people come along that would say similar things to Malachy. We do think that Northern Ireland, the census shows it, the opinion polls show it, even our talks show it, that people want a Northern Ireland identity within the United Kingdom, and that's what we offer.
Yeah,